This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. I thank you very much for listening. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group. They are your full service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. So if you are in need of, say, family law, full service law firm covers that. If you are in need of divorce, full service law firm covers that, as it covers many other categories of law. They do service the greater Tampa Bay area. Of course, their home office is in Brandon. I have visited many times and will be visiting in the near future as Brandon Legal Group and I are working on golf tournament gifts for the upcoming Todd Wright Tour XXXI. More on that in a moment. For a free consultation, no matter your legal needs, you can simply go to brandonlegalgroup.com, click on the box that says request a free consultation. Or if you prefer to call and ask for that free consultation, you may do so at 844-4BLG4ME. 844-4BLG4ME, Brandon Legal Group. Also want to thank Papa John's of Tampa Bay again at the most recent Todd Wright Tour XXX golf tournament, our Masters themed event at Crescent Oaks earlier in April. Papa John's of Tampa Bay provided individually boxed and sealed papadillas for all 140 players, either a Philly cheesesteak papadilla or a meatball pepperoni papadilla. You can buy these papadillas still at a promotional price of just $6, and you can get any number of additional flavors or even customize your own. I'm a huge fan of the papadilla. I'm an even bigger fan of Papa John's of Tampa Bay. Thank you, Mike Lentz. All the papadillas came from his store on West Waters. Mike has been playing in and providing prizes or catering for years of my golf tournaments. The Todd Wright Tour started in October of 2015. And Papa John's of Tampa Bay was the original sponsor of my first ever podcast, season one of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. So they got me started doing podcasts, which I had never done before. Also, a shout out to Denny Gray, who runs the store on West Kennedy closest to me. I actually am reaching out to Denny for some assistance with some pizzas this week. Papa John's of Tampa Bay, locally owned and operated since the early 1990s. My email for podcast purposes is write.todd@yahoo.com. I generally disparage those of you that leave comments on message boards where the podcast is available, such as joebucksfan.com. There are exceptions to every rule. And here's one of them. One of my Todd Wright Tour golfers, as he was signing up for the next golf tournament, he asked me if he could listen to my tribute to the big dog, Steve Dumig. I honor my friend, Steve Dumig, in every Todd Wright Tour golf tournament by placing signs with his name and one of his phrases on the tips tees and call them the big dog tees for that particular tournament. So one of my players asked if he could hear that podcast. I sent it to him. We're coming up on 2 years since Steve passed away. And I remember cutting that podcast sitting in this exact seat in my dining room at the laptop where I do these podcasts immediately after coming back from Steve's celebration of life, or if you choose the more traditional term, memorial service, which was held at Feather Sound Country Club, a place where Steve had spent a lot of time over the years, and also was the place where I played my last round of golf with Steve. I hadn't thought about that podcast in a while. I think about Steve every day because I miss him on local radio. I'll be honest, and I have some friends who work in sports radio in the Tampa Bay area. I haven't been an active listener of any sports radio in Tampa Bay since Steve passed away. I just haven't. So I noticed originally when that podcast was posted let's, for sake of playing along, Joe from joebucksfan.com, who runs the site, close the message board out of respect to the big dog and what the podcast was intended to achieve. It was supposed to speak for itself. I guess eventually the message board opened up. And as I sent the link to that podcast to one of my golfers and team captains, I noticed there were 6 comments about that podcast. Not sure what date, when. Very rare that all of them were positive. And that's very refreshing. And that's not only in good taste, but it was just right. So for those handful who, well after the fact, because again, I know the board was closed initially when we posted that, thanks for listening to it. Thanks for understanding the spirit of it. Thanks for your compliment of me. To borrow a line from Dickie Dunn, to try to put a smile on my face and the big dog's face somewhere, capturing the spirit of the thing. There's still some things I want to say as it relates to that ceremony and local sports radio, but I have chosen not to say it to this point. There's someone out there listening to this podcast involved in local sports radio who is a huge fan of mine, and I'm a fan of his, and he knows what I want to say. And I haven't said it for 2 years, and at some point I will just feel the time is right to play that particular card, and today's not that day. But I miss the big dog. I miss him personally. I miss him from an entertainment standpoint. I miss him professionally. And we do honor him at every Todd Wright Tour golf tournament. The Todd Wright Tour would not exist if it were not for a handful of people who influenced me to sort of reinvent myself when I decided to retire from full-time radio work. And I know a number of you listen to this and wonder why I'm not doing that anymore. I don't want to do it anymore. I was tired of talking for multiple hours a day, 5 days a week, watching certain sports that I had to watch that I didn't want to watch because it was my job. And when I stepped away, I had one friend in particular who is in the sports radio business and is extremely good say to me, he recommended that I find something else to do with my time, or I was going to get bored, and that wouldn't be a good thing. And while he wasn't the one to influence me to play more golf and then run my own golf events, as I've been doing now since October of 2015, he was right. I needed to find something. And it was the influence of Steve Dumig and others, like, say, Joey DiPompo, who is now the general manager at Tampa Bay Downs Golf, that inspired me to take this on. And it's my players who keep coming back that, in their own way, keep this going. As I've told them about once a year, and I haven't been able to address them as a group because we've gone to pre-assigned staggered tee times since COVID. Yes, I've continued to run golf tournaments. I run them very safely. I don't feel shotgun starts right now are a smart idea. I know some golf tournaments are doing that. I've played in one. I'm playing in another one next month. For those of you that don't know, a shotgun start is where all players show up at the same time and are sent out to, one group is sent out to number one, one group is sent out to number two, one group is sent out to number three. So everybody's on the golf course at the same time, and then they finish at the same time. And then you sit together, usually indoors, and eat a meal together. I'm not doing that just for everybody's peace of mind, including my own. And I've led a pretty damn normal life the last 14 months. But I have some older golfers, and I have some others who have some concerns, and I just want to do what makes sense for everybody. So we play in a tee sheet, and I still create a tournament atmosphere, and nobody has pushed back because they all understand what I'm doing. So as it relates to how I'm doing events, it's a little different now than it was pre-COVID. We'll get back to it, but I do have, you know, people like the big dog, Joey DePompo, to thank for pushing me to do something like this, which leads me to a mention of Todd Wright Tour 31. My players thank me. You know, they used to shake my hand in person and say this. Now they text me their scorecard in a screenshot, and then everybody gets their scores the next day because everybody's finishing at a different time. And I've told them for years, as long as you keep thanking me and asking when's the next one, there will be a next one. The next one is Todd Wright Tour XXXI, number 31. It is at a private course I and many have loved for years, that doesn't get a lot of publicity in the Central Florida area, but a high percentage of people who have played this golf course speak highly of this golf course, and I'm thrilled to offer it to my players. It is a private property called the Club at Eagle Brook, and I have it on June 5th, which is a Saturday, and I have very limited tee times remaining for my event. If you are interested in playing in a Todd Wright Tour golf tournament, and especially if you have never played the Club at Eagle Brook in Lakeland, you might want to email me for tournament information. ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com, ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. As always with my events, I offer organization, unique formats that don't mortgage the integrity of the game, and I will give you good value. ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. The Club at Eagle Brook, Saturday, June 5th, is Todd Wright Tour 31. One other note, and I wanted to make this sort of light. You know, anytime I talk about, honestly, I mean, Steve wasn't family, but he was damn close. Anytime I talk about the big dog, anytime I talk about my high school baseball teammate, Steve Georgiadis, or I talk about the passing of my grandmother and my grandfather, who were my legal guardians, I need to flip the switch and talk about something lighter so I don't lose it. So let me talk about something lighter, because over the last few weeks, it's just been more, is the word omnipresent? And I'm saying this with a smile on my face, because I have told you, no matter what is going on in the world, I will always know my role, and I am here to entertain you. So let me entertain you with this. Two places I spend a lot of my time are golf properties and Publix. Now, I know some of you are laughing and saying, wow, that came out of nowhere. Publix does not sponsor this podcast, but I am a longtime customer, and I do buy into the thought that no matter where you live, there's a culture that goes with being a loyal customer to a particular grocery store. And I think that's kind of fun. So whether you are or aren't a Publix customer is irrelevant. But I do spend, obviously, a lot of time at golf properties, hosting my events, playing, planning, just going to the range. Sometimes I just go to West Chase Golf Club just to putt for a half hour and an hour, because God knows I need it. So golf properties and Publix. And I realized over the past few weeks, there's something that's a pet peeve of mine that doesn't happen at these golf properties or Publix. And the reason why I thought about it was because two people, one I spend a lot of time with, and one I've just known for 40 years, friend of a friend who's on Instagram, brought this up recently, and it's a pet peeve of theirs as well. Now, these people, I don't think, spend nearly as much time at golf courses as me, but they might at Publix. The pet peeve that doesn't rear its ugly head at golf properties or Publix is people that choose to back in to a parking space. Like I said, I was going to keep this light today. It's a pet peeve of mine when I see people do that, especially when they're holding me up. I have actually gone online and done the research to see the other side of why people do this. I have read it. Some of it I get, some of it not so much. But it is a pet peeve of mine. Now, at the golf course or at golf properties, it doesn't happen for a simple reason. Most of us carry our golf equipment in the trunk. So to back in would create less room for the logistics of getting your golf equipment or even and or changing shoes out of the back of your vehicle. So rarely do I fall victim to this pet peeve of people backing into a parking space at a golf property because it doesn't make any sense. So that's good. Now, I haven't been to every Publix there is, but I was thinking about this morning because I can't play golf today. I have no plans to go to Publix, but I was thinking about the Publixes that I frequent. There's one near me at West Shore and West Kennedy. There's one in Palmasia. There is one near Tampa Bay Downs Golf and Horse Track on Racetrack Road. And there is one in the Town and Country area, was at Tampa Road and Memorial, that big intersection there. Those are the four Publix that I generally go to. Not exclusively, but usually those four. All four of them stripe their parking lots diagonally, which also discourages people from backing their vehicle in, because it is difficult to back your vehicle in to that space. And if you're obeying the one-way arrows on the ground, probably as or more difficult to get out of that space. So thank you to Publix, and thank you to golf properties, although it's just sort of the nature of being a golfer, that you would park head in. It saves time. I like it. I do it. And again, I've researched the other side of this, but for those of you who actively, at places other than golf courses and Publix, choose to back into parking spaces, just know, and I'm saying this with a smile on my face, I don't really like you. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and by Papa John's of Tampa Bay. My email for Toddcast purposes is right.todd@yahoo.com. And of course, my social media is ToddWright2121 on Instagram, on Twitter, or friend me on Facebook. I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. Thank you for listening.